Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we learned about the huge noise of the crashing Magrefa and the signals that it sent to the Kohanim and the Levim in the area, and also to the head of that week's Ma'amad. And now, there is still one more thing related to the animal of the Korban Tamid itself that has to be completed. In FMM number 14, we learned that after the Korban Tamid was shechted, and after the blood was dashed on the Mizbeach, the limbs were placed not on the Mizbeach itself, but on the ramp, the lower half of the western part of the ramp of the outer Mizbeach. And in FMM number 18, we learned about the fourth lottery that took place in the Beis HaMikdash every morning, which determined who will take those limbs of the Korban Tamid from the ramp of the Mizbeach and place them on the Mizbeach itself. And I'm happy to send you either of these FMMs, or really any FMM, if you would like. Please WhatsApp me privately. So now, after the Magrefa crashed on the ground, as we discussed in the last FMM, and as the Kohanim run to get ready to bow in the Azara, and as the Levim run to get ready to sing their Shira and play their instruments, and as the head of the Ma'amad begins rounding up the Tmeim, while all of this is happening, the Kohen who won the lottery to bring the limbs of the Korban Tamid from the ramp to the Mizbeach does exactly that. He goes to the ramp, to the lower half of the western part of the ramp, where the limbs have been sitting for a little while. They've been sitting there since before the inner Mizbeach was cleaned, since before the menorah was cleaned and lit, since before the Ketores was brought. So the Kohen goes to these limbs on the ramp of the Mizbeach, and the first thing he does is he removes the Gid Hanasha, the sciatic nerve that may not be eaten and may not be brought as a korban. And the Gid Hanasha is removed, and it's thrown onto the Tapuach, on top of the pile of ashes in the middle of the outer Mizbeach. And after that, he takes the limbs one by one, and he throws them onto the Mizbeach. And I say throws on purpose. The limbs are thrown on the Mizbeach. The Gemara in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, it's based on a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. The Gemara there says that just like blood is thrown on the Mizbeach, so too the limbs must be thrown on the Mizbeach. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara there says, and it's quoted lahalacha by the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204 in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, that there is a little gap, a space, built into the Mizbeach between the ramp and the Mizbeach to force the Kohanim, so to speak, to throw the limbs onto the Mizbeach and not place them there. There's a machlokas as to how big this gap is. Some say it was very, very tiny, almost like a crack, and some say it was much, much bigger. But whatever the size of the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, the intention, again, is to make sure that the limbs are thrown onto the Mizbeach like the blood and not placed gently. And the Rambam says, based on the Medrash, that after the limbs are thrown, the Kohen then goes back and organizes the limbs nicely on the fire. So they're thrown onto the fires, and then they're organized neatly. And before we go further, I would just add that there are some strong messages here, like everything in the Beis HaMikdash. When we see the Korban Tamid thrown onto the Mizbeach, we are moved and we are reminded that all of our Avodas Hashem is thrown to Hashem, so to speak. Yes, our Avodas Hashem must be performed in an orderly, organized way. Our tefillos and our mitzvos must be performed in the proper time, with the proper kavana, in the proper amount, etc., etc. Absolutely. And that is exactly what we do eventually with the limbs of the Korban Tamid on the Mizbeach. They are, in the end, placed neatly. However, first, they are thrown. And it strikes us that everything we do, so to speak, is throwing ourselves at the mercy of Hashem. At the end of the Korban Tamid, the limbs are thrown on the Mizbeach, and it reminds us of what we say at the end of every time we daven, at the end of every single Shmon Esrei that we say. At the end of our Shmon Esrei, we quote Tehillim in Mizmor Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav, Yihiyu l'ratzon imrei fi v'hegyon libi lefanecha, Hashem tzuri v'goali. I've just said a whole Shmon Esrei, and everything that I've said, and everything I've thought, ultimately, all I ask is that they be leratzon, pleasing to you, Hashem. I am throwing it all to you, Hashem, as it were. And I do that just as I throw myself to you, so to speak. And I daven that as insufficient as it is still, God willing, be leratzon, that it still be pleasing to you, God, with all of the order and thought that I have tried to put into my avoda, and with all the order and thought that I have tried to put into my avodas Hashem in general. Ultimately, I know from your perspective, Hashem, it's thrown. And just as I throw myself in front of you and in service to you, Hashem, I hope that my service is liratzon. So that is the throwing of the limbs on the Mizbeach. Next time, God willing, we will discuss the Birkas Kohanim that happens next on a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emirat Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.